AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington, hoping to get Congress to approve more aid for his country's war with Russia. Republicans like Lindsey Graham in the Senate from South Carolina want more money for border security as part of any aid package. The president has talked about a compromise.
And there's a lot of things I don't like the Biden administration that they're doing, but we're not going to get a border security deal that I would want as perfect until we get Trump.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer talked about how this looks in Russia.
Do Republicans not realize how thrilled Putin must be right now seeing the gridlock? Russian state TV is even running segments on how great it is for Russia that Congress can't pass Ukraine funding. Think about that.
President Biden will meet tomorrow with families of American hostages held by Hamas. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Two White House officials confirmed the meeting, which will be the president's first in-person talks with the families, though it's unclear how many will be at the White House or attend via video conference. The president spoken with some virtually and others on the phone. Four American hostages have been released. Seven remain unaccounted for after Hamas's October attack on Israel. The president told donors at a fundraiser today the U.S. will not stop until every hostage comes home. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A far-right lawmaker in the Polish parliament used a fire extinguisher and put out the burning candles on a menorah that were lit for Hanukkah. The speaker of the parliament called the act absolutely scandalous and excluded Gregorz Braun from the day's parliamentary session. Her lawyers say a pregnant woman in Kentucky who filed a lawsuit demanding the right to an abortion has learned her embryo no longer has cardiac activity. This is AP News. A spokesman for Gaza's health ministry says Israeli troops stormed a hospital in northern Gaza.
The official says troops forced all the men in Kamal Adwan Hospital, including medics, to gather in the courtyard after entering the facility. He called on the UN and the Red Cross to intervene. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military. The army says it's rounding up men in northern Gaza as it searches for Hamas fighters. The UN humanitarian office says the hospital has 65 patients, including 12 children, in intensive care and six newborns in incubators. Some 3,000 displaced people are sheltering there, all awaiting evacuation because of severe shortages of food, water, and electricity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Its organizers say E3, one of the highest profile video game conventions, is being shut down permanently. It had been held annually in Los Angeles since 1995, but has been on hiatus since the pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.